Now, as you all know, billions of people are hugging right now. Millions of people are kissing right now, and even less people are having sex right now. But not you. For you are doing something so much more productive, listening to the Asian Persuasion Show. So, welcome back to another episode with me, Rafael and Julio, and today is a special day for we are going to talk about Valentine's Day, where you get to make love or get crushed by your special someone. So, first
Ooh.
question of the day, what is Valentine's Day to you? Well, specifically, how do you celebrate Valentine's Day, really?
I mean,
Oh,
me?
Rafael can
Okay,
start, I
well,
guess.
I don't know, man. I've never actually properly celebrated Valentine's, it always feels like a normal day for me, like I don't know. It's not really my thing. And like I haven't been active in the game for a few years, So, I don't know.
Like, I mean, you could do something like, I don't know, you show your appreciation to your friends or your family or something.
I mean, I say, oh, happy Valentine's, but that's about it, I guess. Literally, that's it. So, not much for me. What about you guys, though?
Well, for me,
Well,
I just
yeah.
think that I'm
Continue.
pretty. I can't say I celebrate it. I'd say like I'd wish everyone Valentine's Day. I do tell people that I appreciate them sometimes. Depends on the mood. And occasionally, I would try to give flowers to, someone I'm interested to. That's pretty much it. Although it never worked. Not once,
Oof.
but you know what? What matters is
So this year you're gonna give
nope.
flowers?
I'm gonna be alone this Valentine's
Again?
Day. I'm gonna be
Nope.
moving. I'm gonna be
Oh
moving as
man.
well, so
Oh
I
man.
got no plans. Well,
Yeah.
moving is my plan, so yeah, that's my Valentine's Day this year. Yeah, what about you, man, Julio, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same with you guys, probably.
Man.
Like, yeah, like Rafael say, man, not much action lately, so nothing really interesting this Valentine's Day. It's always when I think about Valentine's Day, though, it's always like chocolate and flowers, man,
Yes.
isn't it?
Yeah, it's always like that, man. It's
Yeah,
a
it's
thing
always
for some
chocolates
reason,
and
you know.
but isn't it a bit cliche just to give
Yes.
chocolates and flowers? It's so boring.
I mean,
Yeah, it is boring,
it's
but like,
like
what
it's
else
like
would you want to give, though?
like
Okay, you have any ideas for the
well
viewers, like, want to give their crush
yes
a
well
Valentine's
three
Day
single people.
okay all right fine Scientifically speaking,
Amazing.
chocolate's an aphrodisiac, right? Basically aphrodisiac is a food that makes you horny, for those of you who don't know. So if we're following that logic, basically, a food that contains aphrodisiac and flowers, something that smells good, you could technically give them sushi and, I don't know, cinnamon?
Wait, sushi is an aprocity,
What?
or
Okay, not sushi, but raw fish.
oh, raw
Raw
fish. Huh.
fish is an aphrodisiac. You eat it, you get horny. That's what it is.
Huh. So
I never eaten a raw salmon and get
I mean
horny,
that
but
that's interesting
I
actually.
take
Like
your word.
maybe that's why Japan is,
Yeah. Oh my god.
weird.
Oh no.
That's gonna explain a lot, in a way. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Well,
I wouldn't know.
other aphrodisiacs are like banana, avocado. That's actually pretty much all I know. You
Yeah,
just
like,
proved it
or
to
are you
me.
talking
Thank
out
you,
of your
thank
ass
you.
here,
No,
or?
really, these are
Yes.
aphrodisiacs. These things can help boost your sex drive in a way.
Wait. So you're telling me like avocado toast is,
Yeah, you eat avocado toast before you make love, your drive is gonna,
Hell yeah.
boost better performance. So like if you're listening to this before Valentine's Day, make sure that the dinner before, you know, contains aphrodisiac. So you're gonna have more fun. Yeah.
Nice.
Sex advice. Yeah. Yeah.
From the
hey, but yes. Hey, but it's nice. True. It's true though.
Well, I don't know any of this stance, but I never have personal experience.
Well, so. Well, the only thing you can't talk about sex is techniques, man. We don't know any techniques, because obviously...
We can Google them. How to we can sex. Google them.
Yes.
But the thing is, when it comes to sex, you don't Google these things. Just ask your partner. I think, what's so wrong about it?
Man, you sounds like so ready to get it on, man.
I'm not even joking.
You've been eating chocolates, haven't you?
Actually, I do. I have been eating chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
But seriously, though, like, when it comes to sex, make sure you just communicate with your partner. That's all you really need to do. Don't have to worry about all that stupid bullshit. Yeah.
Man, ladies, hit him up, man. And kill him.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Okay. So, we're ready to move on to the next question, or what?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Do you have any...
You guys got any? Because I could say mine.
Nah.
What?
Okay, fine. Say what it, is man. The cringiest / saddest thing you have ever seen in Valentine's Day?
I've ever seen...
Yes, and I mean both of them. Like, a cringy thing, a sad thing. Either one.
Wow, that's... Thing. I don't know, man.
A sad thing?
Come on.
I mean...
All throughout middle school, high school, there has to be one.
Okay, remind me about from your story.
Yeah, maybe about that, yeah. You might have one, right?
The cringiest thing I've seen on Valentine's Day is... It has to be, it was actually a bit sad at the same time. Although I would say cringe because the gesture was a bit too big, I would say. And their relationship before, you know, it's like they don't really know each other. And he just, I don't know, likes her but never really talks to her. So, okay. Basically, I went to the school, it was around 7 a.m., right? And then on the stairs on the way to my class, there were like a lot of decorations like would you be my Valentine's girl's name? Insert girl's name. Okay.
Wow. Really?
So let's call this girl Shaniqua, okay? And that's let's call the guy
Yes.
I don't know, Julio. Let's call the guy
Johnny.
Julio. Fine, Johnny Sins. There you go. Let's call the guy Johnny Sins. Alright? So Johnny Sins has been there since 6:30 setting up decorations.
6:30.
Yes. Shit.
Decorations, man. And stuff like that. Like there were hearts, there were flowers, there were what are those long stringy things you see in celebrations? I have no idea what they're called.
Is that like from the Christmas celebration?
It's something like that, right? You know? Something like that. But whatever. I thought it was pretty weird, right? So I just went to class and everything, so on. Just going at my day. And then Shaniqua just finally came. And she went upstairs. See, the problem was, of course, obviously, being a girl, she became embarrassed, right? And Johnny Sins presented the flowers to her. But the worst part was... She just said thank you. And everyone was watching her. Everyone was watching, and she just said thank you.
I mean, like, you know what? In her defense, like, she might be just like nervous. You know, she never had this kind of thing, maybe. Or
no, but in her defense, Kim does say like the male Johnny doesn't talk. To this this event happened. So, I mean, if they talk a lot before, it's gonna be like an easy yes, probably.
Yeah,
or maybe Or at least more like a better reaction, you know, in a way.
Yeah, but
yes,
isn't it slightly sad that level of shutdown in front of everyone, you know?
It is. I mean, it is still sad, though. It is still sad. Like,
yeah,
but it is. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it is.
But
sad.
We kind of know why it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could see why it goes wrong. Yeah.
But you know, like you, that guy was in elementary school. He doesn't know jack shit. So you know, it's a nice lesson anyway. It's a nice lesson for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a very nice lesson.
Well, rest in peace, Johnny Sin. But I mean, right now Johnny Sins these days he's having
pretty fun, popular. You
know? Yeah, he's in the military as well. I'm pretty sure. I think
he's
in
a doctor,
the military,
right? I think
something. No, he's not a doctor. He's in military. He's in the military right now. I forgot what he was studying, but
we're talking about the okay.
Under the alias.
We're not talking about Johnny Sins. What the fuck?
I mean, he was in the military, though.
Yeah. No, he. Oh my god! All right. But
back
he
to the
is
topic.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnny Sins is now in the military. He's doing well, so. Yeah.
Nice.
He's gonna be fine. Shaniqua, though, I don't know what she's doing now. Although I heard that she might not be going to college. I don't know. So, yeah. That's how they ended up.
Nice.
I don't think we have any... something like crazy
me and Julio we were in the same schools and like I don't remember anything so.
Not one thing like yeah. Nothing happened, nothing interesting.
No seriously, not that crazy.
Okay, fine. Something
probably,
that
like,
happened
simple like flowers,
something that happened, something that happened, something,
something that
yeah,
happened.
Something remotely interesting, you know, like maybe there's a background story to it. Doesn't have to be the gesture alone.
I don't know, man.
It's mostly just people giving flowers, man. And, you know, we do this thing, like, exchange chocolates to which each other.
Wait, so you guys are forced to exchange chocolates with each other?
No. It's like the girls did
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right,
that,
so,
yeah.
But,
wait,
the girls gave
us. Okay,
yeah,
so your school actually did the proper way of celebrating Valentine's Day, then.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they give everybody chocolate.
You know,
equal.
It's cool.
I mean,
it's
free chocolate, bro.
Free candy.
In a way, Valentine's Day should be women giving men chocolates, right?
I'm not sure.
Because the more you think about it, like, women, they tend to think more about these kind of things. And if they were to show... Okay. Let's put it this at this perspective, okay? Women are more complex. Men are straightforward.
I can agree with that.
So the thing is, it's harder for men to show affection to women primarily because they don't know what the women is thinking. But if it's women to men, men are straightforward, right? So you either get a yes or no answer.
Yes.
So if women give it to men, and men are horny, let's be honest here, right? We're young and horny. That's the truth.
We're
programmed that way. What can we do about it? Technically speaking, the success rate in Valentine's Day would spike up compared to men giving something to women.
Dang. Him and his big brain, right?
Wow.
I blame the system for not getting any chocolates in Valentine's
Day. Wait, what?
Hey, man.
Why are you blaming the system?
I blame
man?
The system. The of course I blame the system.
It's
my
definitely
zero...
not me.
My...
Yes, it's definitely not you being antisocial.
Oh, definitely. Hey, back then, I actually... Actually, didn't give a shit. What happened to me? Oh my god.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was so...
Do you have any other stories? Ooh.
Nah, like, I'm not gonna say my story just yet. Like, I'll save it for later.
Ooh.
I mean, although...
Continued.
Yeah, but like... you know, why can't it adhere to the tradition of women giving men chocolates, and then men would give it back? Because men, I don't know, you know, why am I talking about genders? No, fuck me. Oh,
okay.
I'm actually confused. But yeah, the point is, women give chocolates to men, higher success rate, boom.
Equal more dates.
Equal more dates, yeah. More happiness, and overall, better positive externality.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Conclusion reach.
Wow.
Yeah, economics. Boom.
PhD on love.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, so I have a question for you
guys. Alright, okay.
Alright.
So after hearing Kim, you know, Johnny's story,
yeah.
Right? Do you think you should shoot your shot on your crush to be your in Valentine's Day, you know?
Well, maybe like not.
What's your take on that?
Whoa. Maybe not as hard as Johnny Sins, maybe. Okay, that was a bit that was an intended joke, yeah. But yeah, you know what I mean.
I do.
Not as hard as Johnny's. Okay.
Nice. I do agree.
I mean, like, you went overboard, but like, I mean, like, the intention was nice, you know. But like, but still, yeah, the intention was nice, but
yeah,
I don't know. Like, maybe think about it first, you know.
Valentine's Day. I feel like you shouldn't shoot your shot at Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Cause in wow. Yeah, in my opinion, Valentine's Day is celebrating your existing relationships, right? Not, you know, trying to get someone. You know? Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, because if you try to form a relationship sometime during Valentine's Day, it's gonna be amplified by the, what do you call it? The grand gesture part of it, which makes it all the more awkward. And in a way, while some people might see it as a way that it'll improve your chances, in my opinion, it's sort of the reverse. It worsens it. Because if you start a relationship with some sort of grand gesture, it might be too fast for some people, they think. Too grand, and they're gonna like back off.
Damn, man, this guy really has a PhD on love, man.
That's actually very smart, and I do agree with Kim, though. Like, it also sets up like an expectation, you know, like an expectation that it will happen again and again, you know. Yeah, that's actually very smart, actually.
That's why. Plus, like, even if you do get the girl, every other gesture after that day is probably gonna be disappointing.
Yeah, like.
So you're yeah.
Oh man, not just this. Last time I got this. Yeah. I get the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. It's like, it's better to slowly build your relationship from scratch in a normal day so that, you know, you can wow her as time goes by, I would say. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, like, the idea that coaches don't play does make sense.
Huh. Yeah, see?
Interesting.
Ah. Oh my god. Uh-huh.
Oh my god, not this term again.
Wink, wink.
Hell yeah. Coaches don't play. What did I say? Yeah.
But I do think, you know, like, in some scenario, you should just shoot your shot, you know?
Okay, why?
Yeah, of course, you know what I mean? Like,
well, like, probably you wouldn't see them again.
Wouldn't see?
Yeah.
I mean,
for a long time, though.
I mean, you mean, like, in a scenario where, like you're... They're gonna leave for some reason or something like that, or
wait. Yeah. Doesn't that shit only happen in movies or something?
What?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, what? But it's something that could happen in real life.
You know, that's actually pretty true.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen it though. Have you seen it before?
Well, seen what?
I give you a scenario, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna finish union. July,
yeah,
and then you have this crush, right? But you know you don't know when to ask her out, so just ask her out on Valentine's Day. If it didn't work out, just, you know, who cares? You're gonna leave.
But the thing is, like, you know, I don't have a crush on her anymore, and B, she has a boyfriend, so it's like...
No, yeah, but, you know what I'm like saying, right?
Assuming that the stars have aligned.
Oh, okay,
assuming that she doesn't have a boyfriend,
Ah, so you're basically saying you could use Valentine's Day as a do or die scenario?
Yes. I mean, like an added motivation in some sense.
It is time.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, in that perspective, I guess it works as well, yeah.
Yeah, because like you literally have zero shit to lose.
Wow.
But everything to gain. Hell yeah.
Wow. Wow. No pain, no gain, huh? Wow.
Holy crap.
Damn. That's deep.
Indeed.
Wow. Okay. So you guys don't know the cringiest things that happened on Valentine's Day, right?
Not really.
I don't think I have it on top of my head.
No. What about the saddest day? The saddest thing you've seen in Valentine's Day.
Saddest thing.
I mean, it's not that different, is it? Is it, you know?
It's not sad, different. Cringy. Cringe is like, you know.
I mean, like they fall in the same category of like shitty Valentine's Day, you know, in a way.
No. No, but like the idea is, you know, what's the saddest thing you've seen, you know?
Sad.
Yeah,
I just couldn't remember on top of my head, because most of people who give flowers and shit to their, you know, already girlfriend at that time, so there's no like, set shit. Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's not a proposal.
So
you know?
Boring.
Yep.
I mean, like we were in like a conservative Christian school.
No,
yeah, anyway,
but like you see, if they're not, you know, significant to each other, they gotta do it under the radar, not like, you know, in front of the public eyes in some sense, you know.
Oh, your school sucks. There's no story behind anything.
Dude, we don't even have prom, man. Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck?
We don't have prom.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, you had prom?
Yeah.
Well, shit. We are not very lucky then.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, to be fair, our school doesn't really like encourage, you know, like dating and stuff like that, right? I mean, they don't like ban it. They don't ban it like outright, but
yeah, but it's
not encouraged. Yeah, okay.
Are you a Christian school? Catholic school?
It's very Christian.
It's Christian school, man.
Oh my god!
I mean, like, what can we say? It is how it is.
Oh my god. It's actually pretty sad you guys didn't get to do these things.
I mean, like...
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, I can't be sad for something that I did not experience.
Yep, exactly. I don't know what prom is or whatever.
Fuck! You've never been to prom? Oh my...
Well, I'm sorry, Kim.
I'm sorry, we're not as rich as you, man.
Oh, it's just so... bad for you guys, Jesus.
Yeah, so.
So that's that.
Yeah, we cannot talk about that. Any stories also.
That is the saddest shit I've heard.
What the hell? Come on,
it's
man.
It's pretty sad.
Wait. Do public schools in Indonesia have prom? I don't know though.
Okay, that I don't know.
Probably not. Probably not.
What still?
Oh well.
No prom, no homecoming, what's wrong?
The hell is homecoming now?
Basically, United States prom, USA prom. That they call it homecoming. Oh, man.
Oof.
Damn. Well, that's that.
That's
so, yeah, we don't have any sad stories to tell at Valentine's Day. But our school doesn't have prom, so that's pretty sad.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I do have a sad story, at least. So, yeah, but,
okay, well, what story do you have, though?
Alright, so... Alright, we'll call this guy... give me a guy's name, you know, any guy's name. I don't know.
John.
John?
John, yeah.
Fine, we'll call him John Smith. Huh? How about that?
Hell yeah.
Alright, so John Smith It was Valentine's Day, right? And people were giving out flowers and stuff. John Smith was running down the hallway, and it was after class, so it was like, what, the last period, sometime around that. He was going home. He went home early because he wanted to skip the last class, right? So basically, he's walking down the hallway, and then he sees this guy outside with a bunch of flowers. Outside of a classroom, right? And that guy went inside the class. He saw that. He saw a guy. Let's call him.
He saw a guy.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
John Smith saw Will Smith with a bunch of flowers, and he entered the classroom, and he called out, Mrs. Smith. Okay, let's call her Miss Smith. Okay, how about that? So Miss Smith came out of that classroom, and it turns out, John Smith saw his crush, which is Miss Smith, right? And then, when he saw Will Smith give Miss Smith the bunch of flowers, and they hugged, right? And everyone in the classroom clapped.
Okay.
John Smith had to, to run. And, he was just there. He was looking,
Oh, man. Do you remember what grade is this?
I think this was 8th, 9th grade.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah. And, John Smith had to run.
Damn. What happened to him afterwards? Did he... Now I feel sad, man. That shit just stay out of movies, man.
John Smith, you're listening right now.
John Smith is me.
Wait, that's you?
Shit.
Oh, man.
Shit.
No.
Fuck, man.
It happened so long ago.
Oh my god, man.
Although,
sorry, bro.
Although,
respect to you.
Looking back now, I'm kind of glad that happened, actually.
Why?
I mean, it was an interesting experience, I suppose, for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting and heartbreaking experience, but I made a friend that day, actually, in Valentine's Day. Worked out, alright, so I had a junior, right?
Mm-hmm.
That same day, he was bringing flowers to his crush.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gave the flower and talked to her a bit, saying, you're an interesting person. I kind of want to go out with you and stuff. But the thing is, you have to realize that this guy was a bit shy and he's nervous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I got to
imagine. And this girl just straight up just rejected him because, she has no interest. You can't blame her, but hurts for him.
Yeah.
And after I climbed down the stairs, and I was sitting on the stairs waiting to get picked up, right? I met that guy. But I knew him beforehand, but I wasn't really close. So we were sitting down in those few flights of stairs, and we just started talking.
Man. That's the most wholesome bro moment ever, man.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, we basically talked about how today was a pretty shit day. Things didn't work out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
Brothers in arms, bro.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, it was an amazing junior, honestly. Goddamn.
Since you talk about flowers, man, I kind of remember something. So, I mean, it's not just a short story, I don't think. Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when you're at high school, what do you think a reasonable flower price to give to someone is?
At high school?
High school? Yes.
Reasonable.
Well...
100,000 rupiah, maybe 200.
The price of dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, friend has the audacity to buy. Do you know La Madame Floris?
No, but sounds fancy.
It's like a pretty expensive florist in Indonesia, right? So you could buy like a bouquet of like 50 roses or something like that. Shit, I don't know.
50?
Okay. Yeah. 50. So, this guy bought something like that, right? And it cost him quite the wallet. I should say it's around probably 1 mil above 1.5 mil Indonesian rupiah.
Oof.
Yeah, you could imagine. So yeah, that's like the most amazing story I have for Valentine's Day in our school. Probably, it's insane though. Just, I mean, it's huge.
1.5.
Yeah, and this guy brings his date to like a really fucking fancy restaurant. I think it's I cannot remember. I think it's somewhere in Plaza Indonesia.
For those of you who don't know, it's basically central Jakarta, one of the richer areas.
That's where a meal
could
cost like, I don't know, for two, probably 2 mil.
So that's like around 200
200
Australian dollars, yeah,
which is crazy at you know, for a high school kid
at a place like Jakarta. Yeah,
it's insane though. That's like
so
insane story. I don't know if you could one up that, but you know, fucking 1.5 million Indonesian rupiah bouquet.
Did he didn't fail though?
No, dude. If he fails, man, shit, man, it's 1.5 mil. Just thrown, man.
Mike.
Yeah.
I can't really say if it's romantic or stupid, but...
Well, I would just outright say it's pretty dumb. It's... a bit too much for flowers.
No, like
it's just a bit too much, you know.
I mean, technically, people could have more romantic experiences just walking down a beach or something. You know? Like, wow, 1.5.
Yes, exactly, bro. All
right, that's
and yeah. So, yeah, on that note, do you think Valentine's Day is a holiday?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because I know it's a holiday in Australia, so.
Wait, Valentine's Day is a holiday?
Yeah, exactly. It is a holiday. Yeah.
Really?
Well, let me check.
It is, bro.
Well, Valentine's Day is technically celebrated because, you know, St. Valentine's story. You guys know the story,
that
right?
Dude.
You know? Like, he secretly, you know, make people married and stuff like that in ancient Roman times where it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, 14 February is just the day of his death.
Ah.
And because of his passing, you know, and because how many relationships he was able to save through marriage, I'd say. Holiday?
Yeah, do you think it's a valid holiday? Because...
Okay, in Western cultures,
sure.
I can see
Western culture.
I mean, I get it, you know. It's pretty huge there.
But in Asia, though, in Asia, it's... Love is not really a day. It's just a day of celebrating. Like, I feel like Asian people, like, they want to make sure that, you know, love is nothing special. It's just not limited to one day, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's a philosophy, you know, Confucianism. Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that guy? How do you say his name? God damn it.
Confucianism.
Confucianism. Yeah, there you go. So basically, like, he has certain laws and stuff, basically saying that you have to respect and love your family, your relationships. So Yeah, I think that's why Valentine's Day is not really a holiday. It's just an effect of westernization, I would say. So yeah. Holiday, no, but you could celebrate it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, for Western, I could see how it's a holiday, you know, because it's freaking huge. There's a lot. Let's just face it. There's a lot of money to be made there, you know. There's
Yeah, like chocolates
chocolates,
and flowers and
flowers.
everything.
I don't
I mean,
know.
yeah, I mean,
Random shit.
big
Gifts,
florist.
gifts. I know.
Oh my
God
God.
damn. But
Well.
it's yeah.
The more I think about it, florists do make a lot of money on Valentine's, but on funerals as well.
I mean, like they might as well be open only on Valentine's Day, you know,
Yes,
if you think about
indeed.
it.
Hey.
Or like a few weeks before.
Yeah. I guess
Yeah,
that's true.
well.
Because I think roses in Indonesia rose in prices when Valentine's, like a week before Valentine's Day, like
I mean, isn't that like every
yeah.
place? 'Cause it's
Yeah,
really in high demand
exactly. It's
anyway.
very fucking high demand. It's insane. They like the rose price like double, man. It's insane. It's just crazy, yeah. So yeah, you can imagine.
How it is. Yeah.
Man.
God damn. Yeah. Those
Well,
prices. Pretty fucking high.
to be honest, I do have a Valentine's Day story personally for, but
Yeah.
Ooh, finally
I
opening
don't
up.
think I'll say it here. I don't think I'll share it.
In a later episode, Julio
Maybe next time, Maybe the
exposed.
next Valentine's Day special, who knows,
Raphael knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Anyways,
But yeah,
maybe next time.
well,
Maybe next time.
another time, another time.
Yeah.
Another time. Another
Well,
time would be fine.
yes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
All right.
yeah.
You know what?
Well, I guess I could share a bit. Yeah, I guess I could share a bit.
Okay, a bit. A bit.
Okay,
Okay, a prequel,
So,
a
so
prequel.
basically, it's like, what? Two? Is it 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, Rob? Okay,
Yeah, it was 2 weeks
so it's
before.
around 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, right? And I have just this crazy fucking idea, right? To say like, fuck it, I wanna ask someone out on Valentine's Day, all right? Okay, so just
Fuck,
like,
okay.
what? Fuck YOLO. And then I wake up, go to school, and then at the break or something like that, I talk to Rafa, right? And I told him like, yo, dude, I'm betting you that I'll ask this girl, out for Valentine's Day, right? So the deadline was when was the deadline? I think it's like it's
I
Friday. It's
don't
Friday.
remember.
What deadline?
So
Yeah,
basically,
Friday,
I
Friday,
made
yeah,
this
Friday.
bet at Monday, and the bet ends at Friday. So,
All right.
as usual, you're feeling confident at the start of the day, and then when it comes to near the end of the
Oh
day, you start to feel
no.
like,
You're like,
fuck, man, why the fuck do I do this again?
Frick.
Oh,
Why am I still here?
and so okay, so the plan is basically right. So my plan is just okay. My house and this girl house is like one. We go to the same path if we want to go home, right? Yep, the same
Like the same
direction.
direction, basically, yeah.
So the plan was to ask her if we want to walk back home together, right? To our home together. And yeah, so the first day, which is Monday, I chicken out basically. As I
Oh,
mean,
okay.
It happens, it
you could
happens.
put yourself in my shoes, You know how it feels like, the pressure, you know, from the outside world. Yeah. Mind you that the at, you know, dismissal time of school, it's fucking crowded downstairs, you know. And at the gate it's fucking crowded, and this girl is like quite, you know, popular. Fair to say.
Alright. Okay, alright.
Yeah, this is a very high level target
here, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ram, if you could rate her from 1 to 10, what score would you give her?
Huh?
Just to give, you know.
I'd give her in the 8 or a 9, I think.
Oh,
this is like a,
it's getting spicy.
Like an HVT, you know, like a high value target.
Yeah, so it's like
like a triple A time, you know?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? You know, being it's a high value target, I'm fucking chicken out. Understandable. And Tuesday comes, you know.
Yeah, it's understandable. I talk it
again to Rafael, like, today, man, today's the day. It's like, nope. Shit, I'm not gonna do it today. Fuck. You know, it's because, again, the. She was talking to a lot of people, right? I was like, fuck, how the fuck do I slid in? You know what I mean? Yeah, so... you know, fast forward. I chicken out on Wednesday and Thursday. And then... on the way to Friday. Okay, on the way to Friday, right? And Rafael just looked at me and said, hey, pussy. Are you gonna do this shit or not, man?
What?
I think I said that, something along those lines, yeah.
I'm like, oh my fucking god, why the fuck do I make this to myself? It's like, shit. And, you know, the next thing, the next thing I knew, it's dismissal time again. Mind you, Friday there was an event of some kind, so... The dismissal time was different for, you know, other people, I think. Mm-hmm. And this girl is in my class at that time, so. So, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh,
all so, right. Yeah. Basically, at the last day, you know, I just decided to, you know, man up. And
okay, what so what did you do, man? Come on.
I just talked to her, like, hey, man, hey. No, hey, I don't say hey, man. It's like, hey, hey, man, hey, do you want to walk back home together? It's like, she'd say, like, sure. Like, oh, shit, this is going pretty good. I was looking better. I was like, you know, giving the thumbs, you know, it's like, shit. And we walked together to our respective homes, and you know, along the way, I asked her like a few leading questions. You know what I mean? Yes.
Foreshadow.
So at this Friday, it's pretty much like, I don't know. A week before Valentine's or 5 days before Valentine's? I'm not sure. I'm seriously not sure. Okay. So, yeah. I asked her along the lines like, hey, do you have any plans on Valentine's Day? You know, as usual. you gotta ask that first. I mean, you know, you're not gonna drop the bomb right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Sure. Yeah.
What happened?
I asked her out after that. The end. I asked her out. I asked her like, hey man, do you wanna go on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, well shit. Well, what happened then?
Find out.
are you gonna talk on the next now or
episode? Oh my god, no. Okay, what do you wanna know? What details do you wanna know?
Okay, like, fine, What was her response? Oh, okay, that's fine. What I want to know.
Okay, so the first question, right? Do you have any Valentine's plans? She said no. Right?
Ah.
And then I was like,
ah.
Oh, shit. This is my only fucking chance, right? I mean, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just asked her the bomb question. And then she said like, sure, I gotta ask my my mom first. You know.
Wait, are we gonna cut this part or are we done recording here or?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Oh. So you are gonna tell it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna get.
Okay. What do you want to know? I mean, that's her response.
Okay. You know what?
That's her response. What? You know.
So that's like... the response. And you do okay. You actually went to the date thing, right? You went on a date with her, right? Tell me you did. Come on, she said I have to ask my parents first.
Are you gonna leave this out or are you gonna tell it now?
Man. Shit.
Come on.
Oh my god.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You didn't think this through, did you?
Let's just say she asked her parents and then one of her parents says she couldn't go that day, so yeah. She couldn't go at, you know, that Valentine's Day.
Well.
Yeah, that's it,
basically. Is that it? That's the whole story.
I'll be damned if I have more.
Nah, there has to be more.
Is it, though?
That's it?
Is this where you cut it off?
Let's leave
it
here, man. You know what?
I like cliffhangers.
You can explain it next time.
Yeah, like cliffhangers.
There has to be more.
Well,
right? Like,
find out in the next time where I continue my story.
Man, you suck. Alright, you know what?
Wait, what do you mean? It's my story, man. Okay. Man, I do what I want with my story.
Okay, fine.
Let's just end it in a good note, okay?
Alright, fine. You know what? You want to know the truth, right?
Fine.
Alright, fine. Shit.
Nah.
Oh my god, okay.
My god, we're actually doing this, okay, sure.
So, alright, come on.
Okay, let's just say I don't go on a date at Valentine's Day. Alright, done. That's it. Yeah, I don't go
That's
on,
all you're
on
gonna
a date
give
on
us.
Valentine's Day.
Huh. Alright, okay, on that note, I guess we have ended the episode with a cliffhanger of how Julio's story concludes.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
We don't know when we're going to talk about this ever again. If we
basically
ever
shoot your shot, guys.
Get to talk about the story
it
again.
It works for me. Boost your confidence.
Follow your dreams.
Yeah, but we don't even know the full story, man.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, right?
Okay, Joe? Fine. Dude, like, okay, why? Okay, if it works and you shoot your shot, why end it there?
Well,
for the...
Nah, you know what? Okay, you know what? You know what? Next episode. We'll leave it for the next episode. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so, okay, we have officially... reach the end of the episode for today. So yeah, make sure to follow us on Asian Persuasion Show on Facebook and Instagram. No space, no capital letters, none of those things. Stay tuned for future updates. Be notified for more episode releases every Wednesday. So thank you for tuning in and have a great Valentine's Day.
Good luck.
Yeah.
See you.
Bye.
Follow your dreams.